So the Buddha, on his side, through his enlightenment, he came to understand many things. He realized that this psychological time is basically mundane mind activity and movement. When psychological time stops, what happens? Yeah? The Buddha realized that your mind doesn't create, doesn't stir. You understand? From the pure awareness, this one creates psychological time. So this one is, it creates psychological time. But when psychological time stops, what happens? There is no more creation in it. Then, you realize the true mind, the awareness, pure awareness nature. So you stay back here. And this is your true mind. So this one, you look at the chart, is your true mind. So when you are here, the Buddha called it the timeless, akaliko. Now you understand. So when you are here, there is no creation. But when you are out of here, because these two are very near, the pure awareness and the thinking are very near. If you really know how to stabilize your awareness nature, when you are inside there, that's why I ask you to inquire. Who are you? What are you? Without thought, who are you? With thought, who are you? The two are different. So without thought, you realize you cannot think. There is no word, no concept. Actually, you are nothing. Do you understand? It's not a being. It's not even a thought. You are nothing. So here is where the timeless is, means the unconditioned, nothing more. But this pure awareness, when it's connected to the form and mind through the karmic process, this one can be aware of the creation. That's why Song came to know also, when psychological time arises, Dhammapada verse 1 and 2, And what is Dhammapada verse 1 and 2? Mind, that mundane mind, is the forerunner of all things. From here, it creates. You can see. That's why this is a forerunner. Then this one, when you create a thought, you input the content of consciousness from your brain, your memory, your views, your opinion, your conditioning. All this has mental intention behind. There's a moral and immoral. Dhammapada verse 1 is what? Mind is the forerunner of all things. Mind is chief. Mind make ade. When mind arise, all things arise. That if you act, think, and speak with a deluded mind that has the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion, what follow you? That's why the moral causation, the karmic negativity arise. So Dhammapada verse 1 and 2 is the mundane thinking that created the karmic. So if you want to have the good life, then you better train this mind so that you act, speak, and think with a wholesome mind. Can follow? So if you can follow me, you determine to train this mind. How you train? Awareness-based meditation. You train yourself to be more mindful, more aware, so that you understand whether the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion is there or not. So that you are in the position to act, speak, and think with a wholesome mind that is free of the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion. That's how the teaching come about. Then happiness will follow you, like your shadow that never leaves you. If that is what you want, then work on it. Understand? Then the teaching also very clear. The Buddha knew you cannot act with a wholesome mind that is free of the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion. Because you don't even know what is greed, hatred, and delusion. That's why in the vow, the Bodhisattva vow, I add in, you not only avoid evil, but you must develop the understanding of what constitutes evil. The three evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion make you evil. So you have to contemplate and reflect. What does the Buddha mean by greed? In fact, greed is an English translation. What is the Pali word for greed? Loba. L-O-L-O-B-H-A. So this is the word. This one got deep meaning. This English word, you have to use many words. All your greed are loba. All your selfishness, all your craving, all your covetousness, all your possessiveness, all your like and wanting. All this constitute this evil root of loba. So whenever there are mind state of selfishness, greediness, covetousness, craving, lust, desire, all this is this evil root. You have to avoid them. Otherwise, you get into trouble. Then the other one is what? Hatred is what? The Malay word? Dosa. What is the meaning of dosa in Malay? Sin. Whatever sinful thing you do is the second evil root, dosa. This word you have to understand. When you meditate, you understand. Because the mental intention behind that movement, you feel it. Your dislike, your anger, your hatred, your envy, your jealousy, your whatever cunningness, deceitfulness, it's all under this, understand or not? Your emotional negativity. And this is a big field, and this one causes agitation inside. This one causes craving inside, understand or not? This one is dislike one, negative of this one. But both also negative one. Understand? Then the last one is what is moha? Delusion. Sakkaya ditti. Delusion means, he said, you think you exist. You think you are a permanent, unchanging entity. You think the five aggregate of form and mind is you. Understand not? You believe this physical body is you. All the feeling that you arise, pleasant, unpleasant, neutral, is you. All of the perception you think you perceive. You see, you hear, you smell, you taste, you tactile, feel, and think. That is where the delusion is. Then the other one is all the other senses, including your brain. Your brain is the sixth sense door. Can you follow? So whenever there is this, the Buddha say you have to be aware. That's why you train yourself in awareness-based meditation. Otherwise, you cannot be aware. But to be aware of this, you must understand what this is there. True or not? That's why work on this, understand or not? When you understand this, then whenever there are these mind states, means the evil roots are there. They are the root of all evil, make you evil. So don't hold on to them. And the first right effort is what? Right effort to abandon all this that has arisen. Because the Buddha knew you cannot stop it. It arises, you aware, then you do something about it. Then how do you do something about it? Use the five ways. Very good. The first two still thought based, but initially you can give it a try. Think of the direct opposite wholesome thought to reverse it. Second one is think of the danger, the consequence of holding on to this evil root in your mind state. It will make you evil, cause your karmic downfall. Understand all this, then tell yourself, my life, I am not going to allow this to happen. And then only you have the perseverance and the determination to go this way and cultivate. Because it's your life, understand or not? You don't love yourself means you are heedless. You don't care about life. That's why a lot of people don't understand this. They don't cultivate. They cannot even cultivate because they don't know about it. But you, as Buddhists, you have this teaching, you know about this, and yet you choose not to cultivate. Who is to be blamed? Your own deluded so-called self, nobody else can help you. So understanding this is very important. Then the third and the fourth way is the meditative way we have gone through, the Heart Sutta. The third way is very simple. Whenever this mind state arises, all those that I have described, relax, aware, stay with it. What happened? It will cease, isn't it? Dissipate, isn't it? Like what Po Ching said. Why? Because all these are dependent originating mind state, due to your delusion, moha. Understand? You think you exist, you think there is an ego, there is a personality, there is a being. Then this one becomes selfish, understand not? It wants to own things, it wants to have things, it wants to possess things, it wants to control things. Authority. That's why greed, hatred, and delusion. When he cannot get what he wants, he gets angry. He gets jealous. Jealousy develops. The violent, agitated, unhappy mind develops. Then the hatred can go to intense, very intense hatred. They will hate you until very, very intensely. So all this, then when you are deluded, you have a lot of fear, a lot of worry, a lot of anxiety. Because you don't know what is happening. Why is it like that? So all these are the evil root, root of all evil. So when you stay aware, it sees, what does you learn? If you are not here at the pure awareness, you don't learn anything. Because this is theory. But when you stay here and see all this agitated mind state from here, mundane activity, you stir your mind, you react to sense experience. This one is dependent originating. No wrong view, no moha, no delusion. This one does not stir. You understand? This one remains pure awareness. But the moment it stirs, it creates this mundane thinking. Because you have wrong thought, you input the content, then it stir, understand? This emotion come. When you become emotional, what happened? You are no longer here, understand? That's why you fall. That's why song say, when psychological time arise, Dhammapada verse 1 and 2 arise, then it trigger off the karmic, understand? That's why the karmic process take its course. Then you continue to roam in samsara. You become the traveler in space and time. Now you understand? Understand? No? Ayo. Be more serious, understand? If you paise, shaya is the thought, not you, understand? Your nature is very beautiful. Originally already beautiful. But obscure until you don't understand that you are that. Understand? No? There is this nature. That's why now it's like you lost from home. Then you kena caught in the wilderness. You roam around, not knowing what is happening. Then suddenly you manage to return home. You remember the boy? There is a show, cinema show, Home Alone. Like the fella, left alone, parent not around, the theft come, he got to fight, he got to come out with all the idea. This one, phenomenal work, you do a lot of these things. But finally, when the parent come back, everything back to order. So, you come back to here. We are here, you are lost. So what is happening is, after you understand this, when you are at the PA, you are aware, then this mind state cease, dissipate, like what Po Ching say. Inside, it will awaken one. Hey, originally, I am already here, which is peace, tranquility, stillness, and clarity. This is where I should be, understand? So when you understand this, then you realize all this mind state, anger, hatred, jealousy, or whatever mind state, fear, worry, anxiety, they are not intrinsic. They were never here. They actually happen here. Then you realize, since these are dependent originating mind state, if I straighten my view, I have this understanding born of wisdom, then all this is unreal. Cease. Understand? I don't have to do anything. I maintain awareness the third way. Then it ceases. Then I realize, like what the Buddha said, all this mind state, which is your sankhara activity, they are dependent originating, condition arising. They are not intrinsic within your nature. Understand? They are the guests of the hotel room. You remember? They are not the host. The host is here. Understand? You are in charge. But you see how they create and how they torment this deluded one. Because you cling on to this thinking that it's you. Now you see clearly. Then from here, it created this to lure you, to entice you, to like make you very full of what you call it? Full of like you believe that one is very exciting, understand? So this is where the chaotic phenomenal world of consciousness is, but you don't know that it's chaotic, you know. You think it's a dreamland, yeah, where you want to go. But when you encounter the first noble truth reality, the eight reality of life and existence that the Buddha explained or proclaimed under the first noble truth, then you realize, ultimately, you suffer. Understand? Because you don't have the wisdom to confront them. So life is like that. The secret of life is understanding this creation, this movement. That's why song in the book, very good. What did he say? Now we read again. We can see with mindfulness that when psychological time arises, Dhammapada verse 1 and 2 arise or take their course. At the same time, one can also witness the second right view of citta niyama, which is synonymous with the understanding of the law of dependent origination, occurring thereby understanding the 12 link. This one is to go deeper already. Understand? It not only see this movement, but it see how you function as a human being. Understand? How avijja, because you lack understanding, paccaya sankhara. Sankhara means you think, you go to the brain, make contact, then it trigger of consciousness, vijnanam. Then when vijnanam arrive, your habitual tendency, your conditioning, all your memories, belief system, everything immediately input the content of consciousness. That's why it becomes a mundane mind, a thought. Once the content going, it becomes a thought. Then it continues to create. So this is what you're supposed to understand. Clear or not now? When you are clear, when you cultivate the understanding, you progress very fast. Otherwise, you cannot remember. No, your brother Teo say this, brother Teo say that. Suddenly, 5 way to overcome IPA, suddenly, 4 right effort, suddenly, must understand greed, hate. But the full picture, nobody explained to you, and you don't see. But once you see the full picture, you know where you are, and you know what you have to do. Understand? And it's all recorded. That's why listen to it again and again until you understand. Then you become very different.